Hi, I'm Goenfi, and I'll be your host today. We'll talk about emulating VPS2, but I have a lot of slides to go through, so let's get right down into it. So, who am I? I'm Goenfi, this little star right here. My real name is Goenfi Gabrielis Dorsel Labroyesh, and I'm a core PCSX2 contributor, a computer science and security professor, a French one. A video game industry contractor, I've worked notably on some PS2-related projects, and a reverse engineer and a console hacker. So what is PCSX2? It's a Sony PlayStation 2 emulator. You might have heard of the video game console and others. We can play 98.24% of the entire PS2 library, which is quite a bit. Its website, Alexa Rank, is about 40,000, which is the most popular video game website emulator that I'm aware of. It's a very complex software project, and it's also very old, 20 years old, hence the talk. So, what does VPS2 look like? It can look like this, which is called a PS2 FAT, but when we say PS2 FAT, this means there's a slim white, and obviously that's the slim. There's then obviously this, which is technically a PS2. So it's a PSX, it's a weird in-between between a PS2 and a PS3. It has a PS3-like interface, it has an HDD built-in, and it can play PS2 games, but not PS3. It didn't sell quite so well. Well, there's this, but technically PS2, I guess. It's a TV, mounted on a PS2, that's called a PS2 TV. Great marketing idea, guys. Anyways, we don't care about this. What we care about is that the PS2 is a black box. And what do we do when